You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Before we do the sports wrap, let me tell you about 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, right there in 12 Mile, a place I have frequented many times since the day it opened. And Rob's right down the street, so he goes there all the time. For everything sports, I mean, 24 Seconds has many local craft beers, such as Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus many other craft beers. They occasionally will have that shuttle for you going downtown if you want to see a Tiger game. They got stuff going on inside there. Every seat is a great seat. They got drink specials galore. And whatever you want to view, they got the screens, and you know what I'm talking about. Also, the knockout food specials. I love the pizza that and Bob has sent me home with quite a few of them over the years. And Philly cheesesteak. Love it. It's how sports are meant to be viewed, drinking, and eating. That almost sounds like good English. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill, right on 12 Mile, right between kind of Greenfield and Coolidge. 24secondsbar.com. Check them out there. Hey, Mark, yes? Go get 24 Seconds. See, I did both parts. And Rob can do it himself when he's on at 9. So let's get you caught up here. It's time for a sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts, 7 Mile and Outer Drive. Go get a haircut. Go to Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Hey, get them all cut. Nothing doing for the Tigers today. Off day in Chicago after the rain out in Minnesota. They're actually there. They might be watching the game because the White Sox are playing in town tonight, in Chicago at least. They open a two-game set with the White Sox tomorrow, weather permitting. He ain't going to be on long. I'm just kidding. So he wants to get the camera. So you might as well. So he doesn't have to look at me for another hour. Verlander and Quintana, Tigers stand at 12-9. College baseball, Michigan State is off till they play Illinois. Three-game series this weekend in Champaign. Michigan hosts Oakland University tomorrow. It's a 4 o'clock game. I would encourage everybody to go out and support your local college teams, Oakland University and Michigan, at the Wilpon Complex on the Michigan campus, Ray Fisher Stadium, if rain doesn't wash that out tomorrow. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, game 6 all around the board. Penguins lead the B-Jacks now in the second period, 3-0. They've scored again. Malkin's got 2 goals tonight for Pittsburgh. Looks like Pittsburgh is on its way to stopping this juggernaut of Columbus at Nationwide Arena. The Avs can wrap up their series with Minnesota tonight at 9. And ditto the Sharks with the Kings. The Sharks struggling a little bit lately. I have the Kings at Staples tonight at 10 o'clock. NBA playoffs, halftime. Charlotte leads Miami 54-52. Kemba Walker still with 12 points. D-Wade with 11 for Miami. Indiana leads Atlanta. That game is underway 18-16 early. Dallas San Antonio coming up at 9:30. And how about that shot from Vince Carter? Can Vince Carter do it again? Baseball tonight, American League. A's and Rangers no score second. Rays lead the White Sox. South side of Chicago 1-0 second. Indians and Angels coming up at 10:05 in Anaheim. National League, they have finally postponed the game in Cincinnati. Called it, said, Nate, ain't happening.
Ain't happening.
Postponed rain in Cincy, Cubs and Reds. Cardinals lead the Brewers 1-0 first. Rockies and Diamondbacks start in an hour. Padres and Giants go at 10:15. NASCARs are making their way to Talladega, Alabama this weekend for the Aaron's 499 following Joey Logano's win in Richmond over the weekend. The PGA Tour stop is the Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow, North Carolina. Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson both in the field expected to play. Derek Ernst, who busted out of nowhere last year from UNLV to win that and never did a thing since, defends that championship. And the Kentucky Derby is Saturday with the draw on Wednesday. You want to make sure you're here for Wednesday because that'll be a big Derby day. No, it won't, but we'll still have the draw. So that's your sports rep presented to you by Sporty Cuts. As if anybody loves his horse racing, it's Robert Lee Parker Jr. I asked EP to come on in here just to, tell me what you think. I want to know your thoughts on this whole weekend and how it started for you and when you first heard the thing and what was your reaction to where you stand now with the NBA press conference tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I mean, Mark, I just got to say, man, I think it's just a joke, man. It's so stupid to me. When I first heard about it, I was just like really? I couldn't even believe it at first. To think something like this could still happen today is really sad to me.
Now, you're a young guy. How old are you?
23.
23 years old. Here's a guy that, first of all, bought the Clippers 10 years before you were born. That's how long he's owned them. And it goes further back, his record and his history of racism in various capacities in his own business practices. So here you are, young guy, social media guy, who's grown up in the computer age and the digital age, I mean, almost now being born into the digital age, not just growing up in it. I mean, I don't know how much you remember before computers. Probably not much.
I remember a little bit. I mean, to be honest, I'm not too big all into the social media thing. I think it's kind of having a negative effect on society, the way everybody turns to it. Like, if it wasn't for the social media in the first place, this whole thing probably would have never happened. But like you said before, he has a history of, you know, being the way he is with the racism, whatever he did. You know, people knew who he was and how he was, but it's just a shame it had to come to this. And to me, the whole thing, the worst thing about it is the timing of it, that it had to happen now, you know, in the playoffs, taken away from all the games and everything. And it's a good series between the Clippers and the Warriors, and it just takes away from
it. No, I know, and there's never a good time for a guy or persons to discover how bad human beings can be. There's never a good time for that.
No.
But had this been summertime, maybe after the draft, it wouldn't have been blown under the carpet or anything, but you're right. There wouldn't be an issue as to what players should do in response to this, because it would be taken care of by those that are supposed to take care of things like this, namely the commissioner.
Exactly.
And other owners. They're the ones that have to police their own. Players can't police billionaires. There's no way to do it. There's no way to come down hard, no matter what you do, no matter what your stand is, unless it was the one that I recommended, which was to literally bandy every playoff team that's playing and saying, we're not doing it. We ain't playing. We ain't playing in Dallas, San Antonio, Chicago, Washington, Toronto, Brooklyn, wherever it's left, Golden State, Houston. It's not going to happen here. If they did that.
Yeah, you know that's not going to happen.
But I think that could be coming, depending on what tomorrow. What if tomorrow? I don't believe tomorrow's just a slap on the wrist. I believe it is something significant.
It should be.
And I think anything that Donald Sterling might have done for that league back in the early 80s, I think the statute of limitations is over. And I think when you pull that stunt you pulled with that recording from V. Stiviano and whatnot,
oh, yeah.
I think all bets are off. That's a different deal, Don. That's what I would tell him. Don, can't have it. Can't be there. Can't do it. Once you hear that, once it's recorded for whatever its reasons that was recorded, wherever the facility was that was recorded at, and what the time frame was, because it didn't just get recorded and then she went right over to TMZ and said, here's your tape. That must have been a couple of days prior, whatever. At that point, you've crossed that boundary. You know, it's the same, you know, Kwame Kilpatrick. I mean, I don't know how much we'd know if it wasn't for the text messages that we got from Christine Beattie, mm-hmm. All those text messages. There's another guy who got really nailed hard by social media. So, and why not? You know, I hate to do it. No one's, you know,
he's in there too. But on top of all that, one thing that makes this even more difficult is the fact that there's a first-year commissioner with Adam Silver. It's like, you look at him, I don't know if you saw when he gave his address the other day.
Yeah.
He looked like he was ready to just...
I know, like he lost his best friend and all. But remember, Adam Silver's been in the league a long time.
Yeah.
Just like David Stern, before when he took over for Larry O'Brien, he had been the longtime legal counsel of the NBA. It was no mystery. O'Brien stepped right into that role, and it was not a big deal. Ditto with Adam Silver. He's been in this position a long time. He just wasn't the guy wielding the hammer.
The spotlight's on him now. Yeah.
Well, you never had it. He was always the guy that came out for the second round of the NBA draft because Stern got tired. Or there was some issue with him, you know, coming out there. You got a call? Does he have to answer phones? All right, go back in your phone, Cage. Go back. I'm done with you. I know, EP. You got a big...
You're going to exile me already?
I'm going to exile you already. Because I do want to talk a little Red Wings before we get back to Rob in the 9 o'clock hour. You're doing a very good job. Let me just give you some applause, young fella. Take KC. Thanks, man. KC, you're on Sports Night with Parker. Man, what's up, fella?
Hey, what's happening?
Yo. Hey. Yo. Hee, ha ha.
You know, I missed talking with Bernie, but you were talking about him, Sterling, getting the NAACP award. Well, the first one he got was because he gave a bunch of tickets to underprivileged kids, but he was still making money off of the concessions and the parking, and that's back when the Clippers stank. He ain't giving away tickets now.
Well, I said it earlier. I said, as far as these awards go, it's only what you've done, but also to get more money out of you down the road or more things out of you. That's how they do it. If they give you an award, usually get you back on board for another year or two to give more money or items or whatever it is they're looking from you for. Which they have to do. I'm not ripping that at all. It's important and necessary, just like we did in the Muscular Dystrophy Association with MDA. Any charitable organization hands out awards to people that they need help from.
Oh, yeah, and it's all about image. I mean, Grant Hill, of all people, said image is everything with the Sprite commercials, and you're finally seeing some of the sponsors pull out, and that's going to hurt the bottom line for Sterling. But and unfortunately, I haven't been able to hear Rob's response to it, and this is one real race issue. But I'm going to take a take, Mark, and you might agree with me, you might disagree, but I think it's out there to be put. You know, Donald Sterling is prejudiced. He's a bigot. But I don't know if he's necessarily a racist. And I'm going to say he's not a racist like Marge Schott, who, you know, she believed in Hitler and white power and everything. You know, she was a racist. She never really elevated anybody to power that was a minority if she didn't have to. And it's just ironic that, you know, Cincinnati Reds haven't won since she was the owner. But I'm just saying, I think Sterling wouldn't have had Elgin Baylor, wouldn't have hired as many black coaches, certainly not, Alvin Gentry, Doc Rivers, all the number of executives, black executives, if he was a racist. The guy is bigoted. The girlfriend is an idiot. If you listen to all those tapes, she said, why don't you stand up for what's wrong? And it's like, who's going to stand up for what's wrong and stand up for what's right? She is goading him into saying he's a racist. He's actually just looking at it that she's got these Facebook friends. She's got this aura that she's going out with black people. He doesn't want to perceive his circle of friends that he's dating a black girl. He would rather have her just Mexican and maybe white, but not a black person. So he's bigoted. But I don't know if he's necessarily a racist.
Well, KC, racism comes in a lot of forms.
It does.
And one of the forms that can come in is that you want people around you to be indentured servants to you. And in many ways, because he would not give Elgin Baylor the tools necessary to make the Clippers ever competitive, I'm sorry, in his time frame, I would almost tell you that it was a waste product even having a general manager. So it was a throwaway gig, and I think he does do that, gives his throwaway gigs to African-Americans because then they're indentured servants to him.
Well, and to an extent, if you really want to take a hard line, but I'm saying a deep-down racist. I mean, Marge Schott would never date a black person or somebody that had black in their genes, all right? This guy is obviously dating. He's trying to tell her, don't say that you're black. Say you're Mexican. Say, you're Latino. It may be white, but you're not black because I don't want to be perceived as dating a black person. So I'm just saying a true racist would have nothing to do with black people.
No, a true racist didn't want people in his properties. He called them all sorts of names. He didn't want. Maybe it's semantics, KC. Maybe you're partly right, partly wrong. Like you said, I might agree or disagree. I kind of disagree in a way because I just think it's semantics. Call it what you want.
The guy is wrong, and it's degrees of wrong, Mark. But I want to talk about what the fans can do. And I mean, we know that the colors are red and blue, and they might be white with the home team and everything. Why don't the fans just show up wearing black? Have a black out. I think that shows unity among the fans that they're not going to stand for somebody that's going to be exclusive as opposed to inclusive. And I think the racism word is really harsh in respect that this guy isn't a true racist. He's a bigot. He's prejudiced. But he isn't a true racist.
I don't mind the blackout idea. Thanks, KC. I don't mind that at all. I mean, if you already had your money in the tickets, you'll throw the money away, I suppose not. But if everybody went dressed in black, like, almost funereal in a way, that's what it feels like to a lot of people. It feels like a funeral of some sort. I don't mean to ever diminish death. You never do that. So I'm not really correlating the two things. But this whole story is just, it's got so much levels of smarmy on it, you don't know which way to go. Noah, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. What's up, Noah?
Two segments with Bernie.
Oh, because that's your guy. That's the B. Fratto man.
Bernie Frado Lay, man. He's the greatest.
He is. He is at that.
Hey, I just want to piggyback off what KC had to say. It's kind of a delicate situation, obviously, but I guess hopefully I can articulate myself correctly. But what I guess what I'm trying to say is I agree. He's not a racist. He's just a gentleman, a rich, high-profile guy that doesn't want his wife hanging around or being seen around black people. Now, of course it's wrong, but like Charles Barkley said, that's the way the guy thinks. It's cool, but what I'm trying to say is I'm sure there's a lot of rich, rich black guys that aren't near as high profile as on an NBA black basketball team that don't want their mistress or wife or girlfriends hanging around white guys. I mean, there's certain people in our society that don't like black people. There's certain amount of people that don't like white people. That I of course it's wrong, blah, 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 but the guy's 80 years old, man. I mean, he's got his roots, he's got his beliefs, he's been brainwashed by his parents from the 30s and 40s. All I'm saying is...
Noah, hold on.
That's just how it is, man. We got to accept
hold
it.
Hold on. Donald Sterling is exactly my dad's age. They were both born in Chicago. My father was a high-profile guy. He worked in Los Angeles, too, in advertising, and Chicago and New York City. This guy's spent his whole life in major cities, Donald Sterling. I want to tell you this right now. He's been around African-Americans and Italians and Mexicans and people of genders and races and creeds and colors and religions and everything. And you say what you say, my dad doesn't have an ounce of that in him. So I know everybody's different, and I'm comparing that.
No, I didn't hear him throw out the N-word at all.
Well, he has used it in the past. He has been documented as using it in the past.
In this conversation, he wasn't abusive. He didn't use profanity. He didn't use the N-word. He was just an old man.
Well, I agree. He's an old, stupid man. There's no doubt about it.
There's a lot of bigoted black old men that can't stand white people.
Then don't let your girlfriend record it. But Noah, then it comes down to this. Then don't let your girlfriend record it on her iPhone.
Well, Mark, I don't know about now you're talking semantics on top of semantics. What I'm saying is, let's just face it, the guy is maybe 10, 15, 20% of society are bigots. Whites don't like blacks. Blacks don't like whites.
That's true. And probably more than that.
We got to accept it. Just because the guy, he could own 5 car washes or 5 McDonald's, he just happens to own the Clippers. But you know, it's not that he's a racist and he had Elgin Baylor there who was a total failure for 15 years. I know Elgin Baylor had to sue him at the end to get his money, but this guy's a real estate magnate. Everybody has to sue him. That's just their nature. That's just their M.O. All right. But what I'm saying is the black people shouldn't, I know they should be offended, but let's face it. They have an uncle, they have an older grandpa that's a racist that hates white people. That's just, I don't know if it's ignorance or what, but let's just face it, it's sad, it's part of society, but at least the guy didn't use the N-word, he wasn't nasty, he wasn't derogatory, but it was bad, but the guy's a bigot. I mean, there's a lot of Southern.
Okay, all right.
Older Southern guys are like
no,
that.
No, you're just going on a rant now. I get it. You've said it. I appreciate it. You can stand on your merits with what you said. I appreciate that. You just keep throwing in a butt and a the and a butt. You're saying the same thing over. I got it. You made your point. Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, Mark?
Good.
I told your screener, I said, I know he said he would never go back in there again. But if I was Magic Johnson tomorrow night, I'd wait till the game started. I'd walk in the arena. The place would go crazy. And I would sit right in Donald Sterling's seat. I would. I would sit in his seat, and that place would come unglued. The top would come up the Staples Center. That's what I would
do. You're probably right. And then it becomes more of a show than it should be, but okay. Yeah,
but look, who are you to tell me I'm not you don't want me to be seen with Magic Johnson? You're talking about, that's like saying, I mean, that's the NBA personified. You know, And that last clown that you just had on, who talked about grandparents, yeah, black grandparents, a lot of them don't like white people, but why? Who was racist? Who has been racist, discriminated against most of their lives? White or black?
Greg, I know what you're saying. That's why I let it stand on its own merits.
And I'm with you, Mark. There's a lot of old people, and the reason why they are that is because they're old, and it's just been a part of their life all their life. Donald Sterling is an 80-year-old man who's been racist probably from day one.
And Greg, all I'm telling you is that my dad is that age, and my dad has never said one word in my life that had a racist undertone to it ever. Never. And I'm hoping I got that from him when I was younger and grew up that way.
You can tell by the way you and Rob get along together. You
right.
know, I mean, everybody, you feel every generation is supposed to be a little bit wiser.
Right.
And we hope by the time your kids grow up, we won't even have this problem. You know, but it's a shame in 2014, we still have this.
Yeah, we use 2014 a lot, but you know what, Greg? We don't have flying cars yet either, and we were told that was going to happen. It just
yeah, right. If I was him, I would go to the Staples Center tomorrow night and sit in Donald Sterling's seat.
I'll tweet that out.
And bring that place will come unglued. I'm telling you.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks, man. Abe, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann. What's up, Abe?
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. So this whole story, the guy's a complete hypocrite, which bothers me the most. He says how he hates the blacks and this and that. Meanwhile, he goes and gets Doc Rivers to coach. He goes and signs Chris Paul. He's in the NBA. You know, he's getting all these African Americans to play basketball for him so he could win games and make more money at the end of the day. And he says he's not a fan of minorities, really. Well, one, his mistress over there, she's a minority.
Right.
She's double the minority. He's a minority himself. He's, Jewish. So it just blows my mind, the whole thing. And this guy, the caller earlier that said that it's his parents, the older days, it's true. The fact that your dad is not, wasn't thinking like that is probably a minority thinker of that sense.
Probably.
But the people like Sterling, they're not just thinking like that. They're trying to preach that to their own children. And that's why society is the way it is today, some of society at least, that these people are teaching to their children that is okay and okay to wait.
Yeah,
to
it gets passed okay down. Without question, it gets passed down.
Yeah, and that's why there's still people that are like that now.
Thanks, Abe.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Let's get Patrick in. Patrick, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann.
Hello?
You're there. What's up, Patrick?
Not much. How's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment on this. I'm this whole thing is kind of blown up, and I think it's way out of proportion than it really needs to be. And a lot of it comes down to a few things the way I look at it. Number one, the guy said this in a private conversation. It's not like he went out on public TV in a forum and started saying he hates blacks. And what's more underlining all this that's I think that everybody else is missing is this is blown up by the media way bigger than when Seldom had his gun, when Ray Rice attacked his girl. I mean, there was a small blip on the radar to the media than this has. This has gotten basically 24-hour coverage since the day it broke open.
Right.
I mean, and all day long.
Right. It's not, Patrick? If in a perfect world, it would have been done perfectly, but it's not. We don't live in a perfect world. It's news. It becomes news. She made it news. He made it news. TMZ made it news. iPhones made it news. Our social media made it news. You're absolutely right. In a perfect world, it would not have been overblown, but we're not living in one.
But my question is, why is this overblown when Ray Rice is it? I mean, he physically assaulted somebody. He hurt somebody.
I think the Ray Rice thing got plenty of play. The Ray Rice thing got plenty of it.
24-hour around the coverage news thing where every media outlet had an article on it, every media outlet had an editorial on it, every media has constantly, all day long it's been on 11:30 on all the radio stations across Detroit, it's been on it all day. Ray Rice didn't get that. Neither did Feldman when he brought his gun, which was in a public setting, which he could have hurt somebody in a public setting. These things were public and yet get less media attention than this whole thing does.
I hear you. I'm not arguing with you, Patrick. I'm letting you get your piece out. I get you and I appreciate it. And thanks. I mean, once you say it, you said it, and I agree with you that you've got your opinion and that's your opinion. That's what I'll agree with. But the news cycles nowadays, You make your own decisions. Look, we got to hit a thing. Let's do this. We'll do that. We'll do this. 9 o'clock hour. Expect to hear from Rob. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 11:30. WDFN the Fan.
What did he say?
Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 11:30 WDFN the Fan.
No matter where you drive around in our world, our Metro Detroit world, you're going to have issues with those craters and all that stuff. Now, they're filling them up pretty good. Saw a lot of crews working this weekend. But at any time, when you've got problems or just need some routine maintenance with your car, truck, or van, take it to the pros at Expert Car Care. I'm telling you here, what are we at? 903. Expert Car Care. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound pretty much the same day. Expert Car Care, that's X-P-E-R-T. Services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. And be sure to mention Parker and the Man. Like if he were here, Parker and the Man. You'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed. It's over $100 in savings passed on to you by Mike and his good people. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care. Your one-stop auto repair shop.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.